DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The extreme temperatures continue, and in fact, I don't see a cool-off over the next few days. For tonight, we should be mostly clear and dry. The overnight low temperature falls to below 70s. Tomorrow, look for another day with a high temperature in the upper 90s. Fortunately, the humidity is not quite as high as it was a few days ago. That's good news. We should be generally dry Saturday, but on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return, and so does the humidity levels, the real high humidity levels, high temperatures in the middle 90s, and more showers and storms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me. I'm at my keyboard with anonymity. So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes. I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me. To
Someone posted a new meme that's politically extreme. Comments, fights have just begun as these quote-unquote adults start to engage. Drama, ooh. Maybe one will change their mind from this Facebook debate. Said no one ever. Can't be wrong, can't be wrong. Gotta help inform the others. There's always one who with privilege knows what's best for a culture that's oppressed. Busy memorizing talk radio and an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma, ooh, it's a
dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
Happen trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the trolls.
Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll. Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me. Like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is.
was a big broadcast. I admit, when I first came in, I had kind of a screw-it attitude. But not now, because I'm surrounded by friends like Rosie Bronk, like Eddie Bader. Yo. And there he is, the very young
Joey. And here they are.
Please fire.
And we're ready for another Friday afternoon.
Time to take some calls.
Well, yeah, it is always time to take calls. And on Fridays, we like to take request calls for your favorite bits so we can make you laugh.
Yes, that's
Let's make them laugh.
I don't think we've ever said this, and we've had multiple iterations of the Gasha Mishpucha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I think this is not only my favorite Gasha Mishpucha. No offense, Alan.
Oh, no, the big prairie dog would understand. I mean, his seat would still be here, but... Well, because he's got to work.
Yeah, he's a hardworking man. But this Gasha Mishpucha, Greg, it's full of wisdom, full of wit, and, well...
Full of something, all right.
A very good-looking Gasha Mishpucha right now.
I knew that was coming.
Yep.
Full of... Okay.
Starting to get deep.
Look, it's our first call of the afternoon. Who's this?
This is Jean. I want you to play substitute teacher.
You got it.
That'll Thanks,
be
darling.
Right out of the first break.
That's Jean's favorite bit.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that's, I mean, you know, we like to have a little, we like to lighten it up a little bit.
Exactly.
On Fridays. But that doesn't mean we're going to ignore the news. In fact, I find it interesting. Yes?
Wait, are you talking about what you tagged me in this morning? The big news?
Oh.
I saw it.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that you never know what people are going to respond to on Facebook?
That's right, brother.
Yeah. So, well, let me go to...
Brother.
Oh, God, restart Firefox. You know, we spent half the afternoon fighting our technologies. This morning, you know, I put...
this is a big breaking news, folks.
Cute little animal video. Promote Three Men and a Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Rich's weather video for the day.
Very informative.
But there's a meme that shows Maury Pupik saying the DNA results confirm that not everyone is your brother.
Brother.
And there's several pictures of Hulk Hogan... reacting emotionally.
I didn't get that one, so I just put it there and I tagged
Joey. I don't do that very often, but I thought, you know, this is something that
Joey
should see.
No, Hulk Hogan calls everybody brother.
That's okay, brother.
But it got a lot of, I mean, considering it's just a silly meme, it got a lot of 14 shares.
Yeah.
Hey, people wake up and smile at that. That's a good thing to laugh at early in the morning.
And there's, that's very...
Hulkster.
There's some classic Macho Man.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Mean Gene.
They're I like
so Mean Gene Okerlund. He's the man.
I liked Eddie's picture of Roxy up next to his head while he's trying to make a phone call.
What's that every stuff morning. That Hulk butters up his arms with to make
oh,
him
that's not baby oil, brother. That's man oil.
That's right. Brother oil.
So it can look vascular.
Vascular.
You know, for the brothers and for the little kids to inspire them. Eat your vitamins, say your prayers.
Now, here's something that discourages me. I published a story from Don Serber, who I think has an excellent blog. He does. He does a few things. He's like David Blackman, except Don is in West Virginia. He's an old coot. I think he's a retired newspaper guy, big Trump supporter. And a Republican actually won a seat on the L.A. City Council by running against the new Green Deal. This is in L.A. That's encouraging that... In a place where they're blindly Democratic and allegedly liberal.
And when you say L.A., you're not referring to Lower Alabama, are you?
No. I would never insult Lower Alabama by, comparing them to Los Angeles.
I just want to make sure.
So,
Any boo-boo to you, too.
Hey, yesterday, and we now know that Drudge is...
Sellout.
Ugh, complete. You know, Trump Gret, that's the word he invented for yesterday, and making a big deal because Elizabeth Warren, apparently he's going to be behind Big Chief Liz. Native American, at least our first 1,024th Native American president.
How could you back somebody that's such a fraud? I mean,
and her ideas are crazy,
beyond crazy, man.
So, you know, and then yesterday, a Fox News poll shows Trump losing to Biden, Warren, Sanders, and some other schmendrick.
Who did they poll? Dead people in the cemetery again?
Fox is also deeply compromised.
But what did the poll say in 2016?
The same thing.
So?
So, Drudge is making a big deal because Liz gets 700 people to a rally in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the place where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Trump got 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been more, but that's all they could accommodate because New Hampshire, given the light population of the state, does not have giant arenas, you know.
Right.
That doesn't count for something. I mean, 3 years into his first term that he can pull that kind of support, and the media does not want you to know that. David Blackman, our Texas blogger buddy, jumped on something that I want to thank Thino, the Greek god. On Wednesday, when the market took that big hit, Drudge had that big table on page one and about this inverted yield curve or something. And this is why, all of a sudden, you know, and the idea being that Trump's economy should carry the day in the end because it's the best it's been in 50 years. So the market takes this big dump. And it turns out, and my friend Thino that day said, this is a red herring. This is a bullcrap statistic. It doesn't mean anything, and the market's going to bounce back. Yesterday it came up a little. Today it came up it finished 306 points higher. It's back almost to 26,000. It's almost regained all of Wednesday's losses. David Blackman today published a blog on the fact that it was a phony, the whole yield curve. And then it was blown out of the water by the fact that yesterday, and Brandt talked about this, you know, Walmart had incredible earnings.
Mm-hmm.
So the real, if consumers are spending, that's the machine that drives the American economy. If they're not spending, if they're hanging on to their money because they're afraid, then it's a problem. But the media almost in concert, and it started with Bill Maher, and now they're praying for a recession.
That's right.
So that's the only way they'll get rid of Trump.
They're hoping that you and I feel some financial pain.
Yes.
Fellow Americans feel financial pain so they can get the person they want in the office. That makes no sense. How is that looking out for your fellow American? That's what you want your enemies to do, not your fellow Americans.
I think what it says is how absolutely crazy these people are, willing to do anything to get rid of. And I, you know, so he's not Mr. Panache. That's never been his style.
Definitely not.
But it's been pretty effective. Pretty effective. And you've got all these Democrats that can't wait to raise taxes and repeal the corporate tax cuts so we can pay more for everything. And the economic ignorance in this country is staggering. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, we're going to, you know, do reparations and free college and Medicare for all. It just, again, boggles the mind to think people actually want some government schmendrick behind a desk telling them when they can see the doctor and what they can have done, just like they do in England and Canada.
No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you.
No. And they need to get the message out that these people are out to take away your private health care options. And with all this employment, a lot of employer-funded health plans have improved. More people are getting health insurance at work. So that's all good. And they have no strategy to run against that. But I have been trying to make the point that the deep state is a lot more than a corrupt FBI, corrupt CIA at the management level. That even this guy, even though Trump appointed this guy Fed chair, he should have cut the interest more than a quarter point.
I think so, too.
And I think he didn't do it because all of Trump's appointees get threats on their life, unbelievable pressure and harassment to do something to hurt Trump. And this, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised that this guy was scared to do it. So, as Brant mentioned yesterday, they're having another one of their monthly meetings in Jackson's Hole.
Well, and my general humble perspective on the economy is no matter how many people cheer it to go into the ground or cheer it to stay up, and no matter what the Fed does and how much we juice it, reality will have its day sooner or later. There are such things as economic laws.
Having had all of these strategies fail with Russia, 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 anybody hear Mueller's name on any of the mainstream media outlets lately? No.
Not here lately.
No, as a matter of fact, that whole thing killed Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
And all the other lame networks in their primetime ratings. They're struggling because they got nothing to say. And it's so sad that there's people just waiting for that story that's going to make Orange Man Bad go away.
Do you know they're selling the Mueller report?
Is that right?
Yeah, they're selling the... It's like in book form. I saw... advertisement from Ollie's and...
He shouldn't get any money for it because
$2.99.
He didn't write it.
Well, not only that, you and I paid for whoever to write it. We paid their salaries. They did it on our time.
And I don't think he read it.
No.
That was pretty obvious. They have that... those wonderful clips from the Mueller thing that kind of show just how well he... knew this. We can play these.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're gonna have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Could you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was, who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
What a performance, huh? Very confidence-inspiring. We have a request for substitute teacher, right?
Yes.
All right. Oh, I see. I have it under Key and Peele and not under substitute teacher. My labeling system sucks. All right, so we'll play the long version of that. There's also one called Key Peele Teaching Center. Maybe we can give that a play this afternoon. We also have from what's the source on this? We're going to play and talk about a Rolling Stone readers poll on the worst songs of the 60s.
Oh, I've got some opinions on that.
They've got them ranked. Well, I'd like to get some feedback on what the worst songs were. Oops.
Now, back in the 60s, was that a pay-and-play, payola-type situation that got a lot of those songs to number one, you think?
No, that was in the very early, either late 50s or early 60s, okay. When, what's his name, Alan Freed. Dick Clark got caught up in that, but somehow Dick Clark escaped and went on to have
it. I think Alan Freed was scapegoated, honestly. And really? I know that's wrong to say in the radio business, but looking more into it, I think he got a raw deal.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I think you got a raw deal. A big one.
Make sure you don't get a raw deal if you're getting divorced. Have good representation and stay out of the fray. Let them handle the battles. I'm talking about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who specialize in representing men in divorces, but will represent anybody who wants justice, who wants people who will be true advocates for their side in the situation. And let them come up with an agreement that you can live with, and especially when it pertains to kids and matters of custody. Sometimes, and we've heard the stories, custody involves a pet and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to get into a screaming match like I did? No, don't do that. Get somebody who will represent you and you stay out so you can focus on moving your life forward. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. Their phone number is 819-4810. And News Talk listeners get a very generous discount on the consultation fee. So... you have the web address, divorcemenalabama.com, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Substitute teacher after this brief break.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Get the whole family ready to step into that famous back-to-school feeling with Famous Footwear's Buy One, Get One Half Off sale going on now. That's one pair of Chuck Advans for him and half off Adidas for her. Fresh new Timberlands for her and half off new sandals for you. Shop top brands that'll make your family feel like they're on top of the world. Famous Footwear, because everyone deserves to feel a little famous. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Oh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay. So that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
Huh? I'm just asking, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said Aaron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, Aaron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Key and Peele. Wow, good timing, huh?
Excellent good timing.
Like a professional.
I almost said three men and a lady. But it's three men and a lady.
It is.
Because it's me, young Joey, Eddie Bader, and Rosie this afternoon.
Yes. Actually, I'm now questioning.
What? Mm. Questioning what?
Oh, you know.
Questioning what?
Remember your causes, Greg. LGBT. What's the final one?
Q?
Yes, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie Bader. I'm now questioning everything, Greg.
Are you questioning the Q?
I'm questioning the question.
I'm questioning you.
Of course you are, Rosie.
For reasons that go beyond questioning, we're going to move right along at the moment because we have two situations, not just one. We'll get back to your
Sean
cue.
Sean Wade, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, here's Rosie with a traffic blurb.
85 northbound at the Pike Road exit and beyond to Shorter, traffic backed up.
Well, when I hear that, my first thought is...
Oh, what a surprise!
Exactly.
It's Friday.
And I need to get your attention because I believe we have breaking weather news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, tweets from Rich Thomas. And I got to get that thing.
The thing?
The thing.
The thing that we got with the time and the place?
The thing that we... invented yesterday.
Oh, that
with the Rockin' Robin song, so we can do tweets.
Right.
You know, I went to get that. I was going to show the morning crew that today, and then the stupid system wouldn't. And now it does. Explain that to me. So here's the idea to present a tweet. And the tweet is from Rich Thomas. Our temperature at 3 p.m. was 99 degrees, but the dew point has fallen to 53 with a surprising humidity of only 24%. Not bad.
Wow.
2 p.m. airport observations. Montgomery, 98. The more comfortable dew points. I know what that means.
Is there a fire crackling in here?
Yeah, I'm going to read from the book.
You got bacon cooking?
You want me to read today?
I do.
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
That's not really what I meant, but fine.
All right, so back to the cue.
Yeah.
What is this cause, this cue? What are you talking about?
No, you know. I mean, just being why not give it a try? Put it on for size.
Put what on for size?
A different, you know, me.
A different you?
Yeah, a different me. Like, I'll still, in essence... be Joey, but you know, all the young kids are doing it, and since I'm straddling youth and being a little more of an adult, I want to get back more into the youth aspect.
Hang on to the youth, Joey.
So maybe I'll present myself more as like a, well, I'm already kind of feminine, am I?
No.
I think I'm a feat, right?
I don't. I'd like to give you a hard time about it, but no, I think you're a manly man.
Don't be offended, Joey.
You on drugs?
Not yet. No.
Brother?
Yeah, we're pretty hardcore about our rules here. No drugs during the show. And no texts either. I've had several people text or Facebook message me their car thermometers today.
Oh, yeah.
And... James Cole says 104.
Oh, good Lord.
But he doesn't say where he is. So, and I had 99 on my car. I mean, it's pretty accurate
because
my car is tied to the government.
Well, of course, they're following you.
So it's official. That's right. All right. So thank you, Rich Thomas, for that. It does feel more tolerable today than it did earlier in the week, that's for sure. We are going to visit the traffic dungeon, and we got that situation we mentioned earlier. We have our rocket scientist of the day, our most electrifying story, and you want me to read?
Yes.
Great that you guys do.
I didn't say that.
I love the
fuel
train.
Don't put words in my mouth, just like a boomer.
It doesn't hurt to have a couple of listeners call 272-9228 and encourage me.
Encourage Greg.
The book, by the way.
You want me to step out and call
now?
We
like a fireside sounds to you.
No, we can't cheat, Eddie. We can't cheat. The book, FDR's Funeral Train.
Sounds riveting.
I wanted to get after visiting Warm Springs, where you can smell the history.
Yeah, sure, it's not the dump.
All right. And when we left off yesterday, this was the line that we stopped with. It was a ghost face that appeared in the shadow of the Magellan's open doorway. That being, that ghost face being FDR. And he just looked awful the last couple of months of his presidency, especially after that long trip to Yalta, where I really believe he was so weak he sold out Poland and all these other countries. Regulars in the crowd could tell right away that something was wrong. So that's where we left off yesterday, and we'll.
That seems like a good place to leave off today as well. It's a great stopping point.
Ben's just fighting words.
No, it makes sense. It's like you hear all about the humbly named train called the Magellan, even though Magellan actually, you know, traversed the whole globe.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing, yeah, it's impressive to take a train across part of the United States, but it's not going around the whole globe.
I like it with the sound effects.
Yeah, with the fire.
Oh. Yeah.
I did too.
I think you should sing along with it too, Greg. If you're going to read, you also need to
sing. Turn it to a musical.
Sing.
Yeah.
See, I've turned them. I start as the bad guy, I now win.
Reading over the radio, this will make our numbers soar.
Oh, definitely.
Assisted living facility.
Radio reader.
Let's see, is this encouragement? Oh, it's Chuck Courtney's car thermometer.
He wants you to.
And he's got 100. So I would be surprised if we hit it yesterday.
Oh, we'll hit it today.
Probably hit it today at some point before, right around 4 o'clock. That's usually when the heat hits its peak. First, though, let's hit the traffic dungeon, get your local news, and then we'll be back. It's All Request Friday, and our number is 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making it through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks pretty good for this time of the day. It's really busy out on the boulevard, so please be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, there are no delays for you. The 31s look good at this time. There's a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway, even in the downtown area, so be careful there. Once you get down around Eastdale Mall, it's crowded out to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is busy all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police have identified the two people shot last night near Alabama State University. Justin Martin, 24 years old, and Jaquez Hall, 21. Hall was an ASU student. Police responded to the 800 block of North University Drive around 7:15 last night. Martin was pronounced dead on scene, and Hall was rushed to the Baptist Medical Center South, where he was later pronounced dead. Three more men were taken to the hospital in personal vehicles, two of them with life-threatening injuries. And Prattville Police Department responded to the area of Newton Park in reference to two subjects who had been shot Thursday. Both subjects were transported to Baptist South in Montgomery with serious injuries, and it was determined that a third subject had fled the scene. A short time later, that third subject was identified and located at a home nearby. The person was later arrested on robbery and assault charges. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The extreme temperatures continue, and in fact, I don't see a cool-off over the next few days. For tonight, we should be mostly clear and dry. The overnight low temperature falls to the low 70s. Tomorrow, look for another day with a high temperature in the upper 90s. Fortunately, the humidity is not quite as high as it was a few days ago. That's good news. We should be generally dry Saturday, but on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return, and so does the humidity levels, the real high humidity levels, high temperatures in the middle 90s, and more showers and storms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. Just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you wanna see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy birthday to this guy.
Happy birthday to you.
I declare bankruptcy!
What's up?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Sometimes I'll start a sentence.
But you're hooked now,
and I don't even know where it's going.
That's what she said.
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
And folks are sending me photos of their car thermometers, and Teresa just sent hers. It was 103 on her car thermometer, and then she sent me a follow-up note that said it just went up to 104.
Ooh, Lord.
Wow.
So we're getting...
You know, Greg, it's amazing in this day and age. We can send information of all sorts immediately. I mean, text, videos, photos, voice, obviously, with the power of radio and other devices. But I thank God, and I am genuine about this, that we cannot yet transport smells on a day like this.
No, because you can imagine...
It's bad.
People would send you some things that would...
No, it'd be terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope nobody ever learns to transport smells.
With, on The Office, on August 26th, they're doing a Smell-O-Vision promotion. And they show you how you can get the card that you scratch and sniff during the episode. Yeah, it's on Cozy TV. For the other person in town that still uses cable, that would be Channel 3.
Channel 3.
Now, thanks to the callers who broke both of their legs running to the phone to let me know how much they wanted.
Yeah, we're so grateful for them both. Keep calling, folks.
Now, one of our great virtual producers, and we have many, and we love them all.
We do.
Morris Drinnenberg has sent me what may be an excellent fireside chat sound effect.
Ooh.
And I figured out how to put this thing on repeat. So instead of having the bacon sizzling running out after 16 seconds, because that's all I have, I can see if this sound of it'll just repeat while I'm reading.
Okay. But I really enjoyed the bacon.
From FDR's funeral train. So let's give this a listen. It's a sound effect of somebody unwrapping candy.
Yeah.
Pushed in his wheelchair towards the waiting automobiles, Roosevelt juggled like a rag doll, and as Mike Riley lifted him into the car. Excuse me, I think we have a thermometer report here.
Is this supposed to be a... It's supposed to be a fire?
Yeah. Well, the fire... The fireplace just didn't... I don't know if we got, you know... Because not all stereo things go out with
very
full...
Very true. Sounds just staticky.
Yeah, it just was an occasional pop. It didn't have the... This sounds like we got a fire going.
It really does.
I'm actually getting like, our hearts.
Sounds like there's a rat crawling around in the
I'm
fire.
I'm getting really hot around this fire.
Yeah, exactly.
So Teresa says, tell Joey my car smells good because I have a... The pizza place, 20-inch pizza.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. We had lunch there today. Love the place, man.
At the pizza place?
You bet. Me and Emily, we had some lunch there. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love going there.
All right, continuing. I'll start from the paragraph over.
Oh, I hope so. Happy day.
Pushed in his wheelchair towards the waiting automobiles, Roosevelt joggled like a rag doll. And as Mike Riley lifted him into the car, he landed as though he were a wet sandbag. The Secret Service chief... who'd grown accustomed to the president summoning the tremendous strength he had built up in his shoulders to literally vault from wheelchair to automobile, was disturbed. Can I do one more paragraph?
Please. Yes. Wait, but hold before you do that paragraph. He fell, like he dropped into the car like a wet sandbag, not a dry one?
Like a wet one.
Wet sandbag.
That's kind of heavier. Should be even
heavier. The wet one's heavier.
I hate to say this, but it kind of reminds me of Hillary when they dumped her in the SUV that day.
Civil life staggering. That woman's a drunk. Hillary Clinton is a drunk. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. She's up there at Chappaqua. She's got one of those big green gallon bottles of some Chablis. She hasn't shaved her legs in 3 days. And she's propped up in bed watching Andy Griffith and just right out of the bottle.
Probably not Andy Griffith.
With unshaved legs.
So you don't think?
Yeah, probably somebody like Deborah Messing. Some show she was at Willow Grace.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
I can do that.
All right.
And you don't think Bill's up there rubbing her feet or nothing?
No.
Oh.
No, he went out of the country to.
He's probably trying to get that portrait of him in the blue dress off the walls of Epstein's place. How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Riley deposited the president into the car seat, not the passenger one, but the driver's. Roosevelt kept his royal blue 1938 Ford coupe permanently garaged down in Warm Springs. Its Georgia plates read FDR1.
Hmm.
Didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
FDR soaked the carburetor with gasoline, and the little car took off, marring up the road lined with wild violets and dogwoods. The Secret Service, hot on his tail. Watching him fly up the hill, some in the crowd felt a sense of relief. The president looked frail, but he was the same road demon he'd always been. I'll bet you didn't know that either, that
no.
FDR was a bit of a...
I didn't.
What do you... Hold it.
I always thought he would just be chilling down the road.
Why are you shaking your head over there?
Number one, that sounds nothing like a fire.
He's distracted by the fire sound.
That's what's getting you?
Yes.
Through this bit, it's the fire?
No, it's not. It's just the fire.
I can just play with this.
That's better because at least that has some, you know, differences to it. It's not a consistent loop of you crinkling your keto slim fast bar.
That Rosie got for me.
Yeah, they're very considerate of her, but...
Yes.
No, and actually, I could listen to you do that all
day.
Was it
good?
With that crinkling.
Well, we have another car thermometer photo. This one from Rhonda.
Oh, how's Rhonda doing?
Rhonda wanted to help us. She has...
Mm-hmm.
Outside temperature, 122 degrees.
Holy tamale.
Yeah. She must have been
Palm Springs?
She must be listening on the app crossing Saudi Arabia or
apparently,
someplace.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot, unless that's the time. No, that's the temperature. The outside temperature, 122.
Wow. Hey, how about that phone call from Greece this morning?
Wasn't that?
So yes.
We got a call from somebody listening on the app in Greece.
Wow. Yes.
And...
I was impressed.
We weren't on the phone with our caller for more than 3 seconds when
adorable.
Rich Thomas poked his head and said, you know, French fries are made in Greece.
No, somebody called. They're redoing.
Really?
Like, there's a new production of the musical?
No.
No.
No, they called from the country of Greece.
Oh, okay.
Yes, maybe you've heard of it.
I thought that, like, sank into the sea or something.
No.
No, it's
still very much there.
So we asked a few...
been there. It's a beautiful place. Nice
global
people.
Warming, actually. The Baltic Sea rose up and covered it in water, so it doesn't really exist anymore, except in memory. I thought that was really cool. That's the beauty of
it. I did, too. I thought it was great.
So we must have a worldwide audience.
Yes, we do.
It was a little after 7 here, and it was after 3 there. In Greece.
Mm-hmm. 3 in the afternoon.
I'm impressed. The most international call I've ever gotten is the Great White North, Canada.
I got a follow-up from Rhonda, who says, yesterday at 2:30, this was the temp when I got in my car.
Who's Lord?
Ooh. Yeah. Which is why our listeners know better than to leave an animal in a car. I don't need to go into that lecture, right?
Right.
It's those other dumb radio stations that have people that need to be told that kind of stuff. Not ours.
No, our audience is wise, full of humor, and they're good-looking.
The real elites are here.
Yes, the real elites.
The intellectual elites are here. 3:55, I got a nice note today from a listener who's heard me talk about Jack Ingram and the fact that they have so many credit programs available so they can virtually get anybody into a vehicle, including those of it. Look, I know what it's all about. I think when I came to Alabama, my credit score was the same as hers. I'm not going to give the number. I don't want anybody to feel embarrassed. I just, it's like sort of a, what do they call that? Pavlov's dog reflex. I hear the sound and I got to play the thing. Anyway, I said, yes, they have over 20 financing programs at Jack Ingram. So I called my friend Tip Tangs. He said, absolutely, she should come in. And actually, by his own experience, her number wasn't really that bad. They've had people who had lower credit scores get done in a car. Because while you're rebuilding credit, you still need to be able to get to your job. She's held on to the car she's had for a long, long time. So she really, literally needs something new. Otherwise, she's spending more per month getting the one she has fixed. So I'm hoping to hear about a very happy outcome with that. But that's what you can expect at Jack Ingram, that kind of service. And I'm sure they'll have something there, because when you buy from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, you're buying vehicles that have been vetted. Meaning, the body has a good vehicle history and is in excellent condition. Take a look at the category of cars that are 10. There's no cars in that category you'd be embarrassed to be seen in. And some are 10 years old. I mentioned that Jetta, 7 years old, about 9,000 miles per year over those 7 years. And then the interior looks like it just rolled out of the factory. But most importantly, the engine under the hood is ready to deliver. And they have hundreds and hundreds of choices at Jack Ingram in all prices, styles, and models. So shop to your heart's content and put yourself behind the wheel of something that'll make you feel good while you're driving it, with help from Tip Tames and the team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Atlanta Highway. It's in front of Fortis College, so be careful in that area. We also see a vehicle fire on I-85 northbound around the 19-mile marker just before you get to the shorter exit, so be prepared for that as you come up on it. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's moving along pretty well. It's slow around the traffic lights, so be careful. And look out on the 31s. We're starting to see some traffic headed out of town. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99. At the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long. Free admission till 9 p.m. Live music starts at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy